Quiet Mind, Day 22, Living from the Inside Out. Your body holds the secret to freedom from fear, suffering, and separation. Here's the paradox. The body, which you see aging, breaking down, or flaring up with pain, isn't the problem. It's actually the portal. The body as you perceive it is just a faint shadow of your deeper truth. That saggy, sickly, or stressed form isn't your identity. It's a misunderstanding born from your mind's belief in separation and fear. But don't reject the body. That would be like tossing aside the key to your own prison cell because it looks old and rusty. Instead, go deeper. Within that so-called fragile form is the doorway to the unshakable, indestructible truth of you, the real you, the one that doesn't age, panic, or die. The way back to this truth is through inner body awareness. This means feeling your body, not from the outside, but from the inside out. Noticing the tingling in your hands, the hum in your chest, the quiet aliveness in your belly. Do this often enough and something subtle but powerful shifts. Your life starts to run, not on panic or projection, but on presence. The more you stay connected to this energy field within, the more your frequency rises. You become less reactive, less stuck in loops of anger or anxiety, and slowly life begins to reflect back that new state, better relationships, unexpected peace, maybe even some traffic jams you don't secretly loathe. Try this. Next time you're waiting at a red light, in line, on hold, don't mentally escape. Go inward. Feel your hands, your feet, your breath. That's a spiritual practice. That's a revolution. This kind of embodiment isn't just a technique. It becomes a way of being, an invisible foundation that can't be shaken. When problems arise, and they will, this is your anchor. Most of us let the mind whip us around with old scripts and painful patterns the moment something goes wrong. But you can break that loop. How? The instant life feels like too much, pause. Tune into your inner body. Even a few seconds is enough. You drop into stillness. You return to yourself. And from that stillness, a far deeper intelligence than the one between your ears will guide your next move. Now, here's where it gets real. Sometimes when you try to connect with the inner body, what you feel first isn't peace. It's nausea, tightness, discomfort. That's not a failure. That's emotional residue rising to the surface, old pain you've been carrying unconsciously, often for years. Rather than running from it, give it attention, not thinking, not analyzing, just presence. Feel it without judgment. Let it be. That awareness alone is the beginning of its transformation. And if that emotion is being fed by blame, bitterness, or old mental stories, let them go. That's forgiveness. Not some moral high ground, but a practical liberation. Forgiveness means no longer choosing to poison yourself with resentment toward a person, a situation, or even an unknown future. Forgiveness means you stop resisting life and start flowing with it. It means reclaiming your energy from the past and redirecting it into your presence. Here's the bottom line. Your mind can't forgive. It thrives on conflict, on being right, on keeping the drama going. But you can forgive once you drop below the mind and reconnect with the body, with being. That's where the power is. That's where the peace is. That's where you are.